more, but we get it underway this hour by welcoming back to the program an actor, comedian, songwriter, very funny guy who's got a brand new album out. Happy to be joined by Jeff Richards. Jeff, thanks for being with us again.
Thanks for having me, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing well. What have you, I'd say what you've been up to, but you got a lot going on. The new album, you did some movies lately. You're a busy guy.
Yeah, working it out, you know, doing my podcast too, my deepfake podcast every 2 weeks, the Jeff Richards Show. Got Phil Hendry in a couple days. And, you know, we've had Alec Baldwin, Bill Burr, Sherry O'Terry, some great guests. So I love doing that where, you know, I basically stay in character for, you know, 30, 40 minutes. And then they deepfake my face, or sometimes they do a character. So it's really, really fun.
It is such a brilliant show. And anybody who has not seen it, I mean, it is so different than anything. Everybody and their uncle's got a podcast. Nobody's got anything like the Jeff Richards Show.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I mean, it's a lot of fun. I mean, like I said, it's a bit of a challenge to stay in character like that for that long. But, you know, the guests make it easy, you know, having good guests. So
I was watching, just to brush up, I was watching a couple of nights ago the Spielberg Dustin Hoffman episode. And what makes it great is I'm watching that going, I don't know. I think Jeff is both guys. Brilliant.
Just Dustin Hoffman. Just Dustin. Nice to see you open up a door. Are you trying to open up another door? There's another door. Kind of like that.
It is absolutely fantastic. Well, let's talk about the music. You've got a brand new album called Love on Ice. And I mentioned to you in the break, I'm not sure that you'll be able to hear the music, but the listeners will. So I want to play a little bit of the title cut right here of Love on Ice.
It's not the time of the thing I like. It's not the kind of thing that interests me.
That is the title cut, Love on Ice. I love it, and it's got, I don't know, it's got a cool vibe to it. It feels a little bit to me, maybe you're too young to remember. At first I said, hey man, that's Rockwell, the guy who did Somebody's Watching Me back in the early 80s.
Right. Right, it does have, it's 80s synth, basically it's 80s synth music. It is, it's like the Pet Shop Boys. And
yeah.
Daniel White made the music, you know, and I just sang and wrote the lyrics, but... Yeah, it's got that. It's a throwback vibe. It's just a fun, easy, you know, it's 80s. If you like 80s music, new wave, you know, yeah.
So what inspired the album, Mike? Is, I mean, you've done this before. Was Ass Wax the last one?
No, that was the first one. And not at all what I'm kind of doing now. That was just wildness and silliness. But this is more of a character. Like I play this character called Ditto, and it's his music album. So I'm basically doing like, you know, a full story with it. You know, he started out as a child prodigy, and then he became a synth 80s pop guru. And so then I just released the songs from now because I'm 40, you know, I'm 50 years old in a couple of weeks. And so it's as if I was 5 years old making these songs to start with. That's the history of it. But I love doing it. It's like crossword puzzles for me. It's just meditative, trying to think of, you know, and it's not serious. I don't think I'm a serious songwriter. You know, it's just that these are quirky things I like to, you know, kind of figure out. He gives me the music and then I just kind of craft the lyrics to it.
But is it very smart? Funny lyrics, insightful lyrics at times. Does it make it easier? I assume you write them in character as well?
Yeah, they're all different, you know, because Daniel White sends me these songs and they're all kind of different styles and they make me sing the songs differently and craft them differently. So like Love on Ice is one thing, but then it's like, you know, Improve Yourself is another song where it sounds more like a, you know, Sublime or something, you know?
Yeah.
So there's lots of different styles.
It's all terrific, but I think a couple of my favorites, I really like Man in a Cape.
Oh, thanks.
And, And because I think it's words to live by here. Humans have to rule is very good as well.
I know, right? It's good and bad, I guess, sometimes, right? We're at the subject of ourselves, you know.
But it's fun music, and it's right on the fine line. If you didn't know, if nobody told you, hey, Jeff Richards, you know, the comedian, the actor, he did this, you would think that it was actually either some new music or, you know, a little slice of 80s pop that was suddenly unearthed.
Yeah, that's the thing too, because I'll headline 80s nights sometimes at these clubs, and they kind of bill it as, you might not remember this person from the 80s, but, you know, he had some hit songs. You might not remember him, but here he is, and he's going to do some of his songs you might remember and play it like that, because, you know, they're very short songs, and, you know, they're just I feel like they're little explosions. They're fun. They're fun to listen to, and they're, you know, they just kind of come at you, then they're over real quick.
Well, last disco, I swear to God, if I heard that on an oldie station, I go, yeah, I remember that when that came out in 87. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. That one, that's a song that made me think of Tom Petty. So I kind of sang it like him. This is the last disco, you know? So yeah, it's I keep saying the word fun, but that's, I don't know how else to describe it. It's just, you know, it's like recess for me. This, you know, acting and stand-up comedy, those are kind of serious, but this is like whatever I kind of want to do, which I like.
Well, it's terrific music, but it's timely for us because we've got Howard Jones coming on the show next week. I'm like, this is getting me in the mood for some Howard Jones music.
I love Howard Jones. That's so cool.
Yeah, very much so. We're talking with Jeff Richards here on Downtown. You are, of course, a Saturday Night Live alum. It's season 50, so a lot of attention, a lot of celebration for the show. What's it like to look back and know that you're a part of that history of the longest running comedy show in the history of television?
Well, I still can't believe I was on there. It's amazing. Just very proud to be a part of it, and, you know, excited for the show. It's not going to, I don't think it's going to stop. And I think that's very seldom you're a part of things that don't end. This doesn't feel like it's going to end.
Now,
you know,
you do so many impressions. You must do a Lorne Michaels.
Yeah. Could you get the shadow on his nose? Yeah. Can I get another Amstel Light? You know, yeah. That's how it kind of is.
Well, for so many people, it was a trial by fire doing that show. Now, when you joined the cast, they've been going for a little while, but was it still that incredible intensity that you give up your life to be a part of that show and make it all come together for those show weeks?
Yeah, you're basically, for me, I was just trying to survive. I didn't have a lot of experience in sketch or anything. Just some stand-up for a couple of years and just kind of, you know, learn on the job and just try to do the best you can. But there were so many big stars on the show when I was there. It was pretty much like watching it a lot and then, you know, getting inserted sometimes. Like I did Drunk Girl on Saturday Night Live, you know, on the update. And that was a good thing, but mostly it was just you just couldn't believe you were there. That's how I felt, you know, just couldn't believe it.
Now, when you get a character like that catches on, is there pressure from above or even from other writers? I mean, you got to bring back Drunk Girl. People love her.
Oh yeah, I was always down for it. Anything they wanted to do, I was. I wasn't one of those guys that said, "Oh, I don't think we should do it this week." I mean, they know the best. They've been doing it for a long time, those producers and writers. So, I just kind of deferred to them, and whatever they thought was right, I would do.
Jeff, did I read that? And maybe it's too soon. Tell me if it is. Did I read that you do a Pete Rose impression?
Kind of. It was really just the haircut that he had back then. It was the haircut, and I think I dove at, I can't remember. I think Horatio was playing another baseball player, Horatio Sands, and I think I dove at him. I didn't have maybe one or two lines, but no, I don't really do a Pete Rose impression.
Because I'm trying to think what that would sound like. I'm not sure I even know.
Well, we talk about games and we talk about working out, and kind of like that.
You do a man who I think still should be a senator, a long time part of Saturday Night Live. You do Al Franken, right?
Another one you're picking out is like so long ago. I don't really remember how to do Al Franken. What was he kind of like? Kind of like that.
Is there much call for the Kevin Spacey these days?
No, there's not. No call. But Jimmy Fallon, you know, I do a lot of Jimmy Fallon. People love Jimmy Fallon. I like to do him. It's incredible. The most amazing in the world. I just had a popsicle, you know what I mean? I had a cherry popsicle. It's incredible. Like, come on, man.
I love it. And you've done some movies. Can you talk at all about the movies you've done recently?
Yeah, I did a movie called Desert Fiends that's coming out real soon. They have the premiere in a couple months. And that's Billy McNamara, Tom Arnold. And then I did one where I got to star in the movie called Pay to Die. It's by Ling and Robert Carradine. And James Duvall, and a few of those guys. That's going to come out probably early next year.
And then
another one called Mistletoe Massacre, which was with Tom Sizemore. He was in that, and also Angel Salazar. They both passed away. Rest in peace. They're in that movie as well.
And we can't say much about it, but you've got a new video game coming out for Halloween.
I did a voice in a video game. I can't say what it is, but it's at Halloween. Yeah. Well, it's a really fun game.
We'll be looking for that as well. What's the best way for people to listen to Love on Ice?
Yeah, Spotify, Apple Music. Those are the main ways. My Instagram's got a lot of stuff on it, The Jeff Richards. It's pretty much the route, Spotify and Apple Music, yeah.
Well, people should check it out. It's a great stuff. And if you're not already a regular viewer of the Jeff Richards Show, you should, because it's some absolutely brilliant stuff. Who's coming up that you can tell us about?
On the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Phil Hendry, I'm recording that on radio legend Phil Hendry on Friday. And I did a character that's coming out. And then I have Billy McNamara is going to do the show. And that's it so far, you know. Andy, but by the way, Andy Hoglund says hi.
I love Andy. He's great.
Yeah, he's great.
Well, Jeff, it is always good to talk with you. You do so many wonderful, funny, and creative things. Check out the new album, Love on Ice. Good talking with you again. We wish you much luck with the album, the movies, and the video game coming soon.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it.
That's Jeff Richards with us here on Downtown. It's 17 minutes after the hour. We'll take a little break, come back, check out the sports headlines and more after this.
Hi, this is Anna Klumsky from Veep, and you're listening to...